providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Time for the second half of KER Politics. Going to talk about a very well-known individual in the political arena, and that is Steve Bannon. I just finished reading Jared Kushner's book, and he had some interesting things in that book to say about Steve Bannon, which we'll touch on just briefly in this particular segment. We're going to also, obviously, in this segment, we're actually going to go on and talk a little bit about some of the insipid reasons that we are hearing regarding the abortion question. Jimmy, why don't you start out with Steve Bannon?
Yeah, so this morning, the federal court that was sentencing, the judge that was sentencing Steve Bannon for contempt of the January 6th committee, the fraudulent January 6th committee, might I add, they actually gave him 4 months in prison with a $6,500 fine. This is very different than the actual 6 months that the DOJ had recommended in a $200,000 fine.
Right.
So, but the judge also gave, let him stay out of jail pending appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing to understand with Steve Bannon's actual request here and his appeal is that he was not allowed to use the justification in his trial that his lawyers had recommended against him speaking to the committee because of the actual executive privilege requirements for an administration official. So he was listening to his lawyer's advice. The J6 committee pushed forward to the DOJ to push this event, to push the trial for contempt. The judge convicted of contempt, but then let him out pending appeal. And my guess is that he has a pretty sound argument for the appeal because that didn't even let that into the court. And that may be a way that the judge allowed this to go forward and let him out without actually looking like he was, giving him a break.
Yeah.
So it's funny because Steve Bannon has been he was very appreciative today in court. He said he respects the rule of law. He respects the judge. No animosity about it. And he's moving forward. Of course, he's going to continue to spit fire against globalization and the Chinese influence that is directing our politics right now.
Yeah, you bet he is.
But I think that there's a very interesting sidebar to this entire event, and that's that you've got these competing interests of the January 6th committee attempting to create this kind of vision that the United States democracy is under threat for an insurrection. And then you've got Steve Bannon that's saying, look, people are standing up and saying, we're tired of what you're doing in Washington and we need an insurrection. And not an insurrection as in a violent insurrection, but actually to change the direction of government. So you've got these conflicting ideas right now that are really, really tense inside Washington and, of course, reflected around the country right now.
Well, the comment that I would make, unfortunately, is the way the press is, and this is a natural thing with Mr. Bannon, the way the press is depicting Mr. Bannon right now, he has been first and foremost for the last, certainly for this week, one of the biggest players in the area of getting his hand slapped as opposed to any other Republican. And my comment about that is I think that regardless of who is right and who is wrong, I think that the presence of Bannon at this moment in time is making the Republicans look bad. What do you think about that?
I actually pretty strongly disagree with that.
Okay, tell me why.
And this is, I think it's it looks bad to people that follow left-wing journalists, right? Because they are appealing to a particular ideology.
Yeah.
And the general argument is somehow here's this guy that's just crazy and he looks a little bit wild and he speaks definitely with some strong opinions and very much against communist China and kind of a globalization of the U.S. So for the people that are globalists, the people that are actually in the mainstream media that are funded by globalists, he's a danger. For people that want to make a fortune off the backs of American citizens, he's a danger because he's really pushing a populist agenda. So you're seeing that on one side. But what you're seeing on the other side is people beginning to wake up to say, what the heck is going on with the corruption in Washington? We're actually seeing behind the curtain, and we realize how awful this really is. And Steve Bannon is one of those leaders that's doing that. And I know off mic we were talking a little bit about Jared Kushner and his impression of Steve Bannon.
Kushner does not like Bannon.
And the funny thing is, Bannon does not like Jared Kushner. And of course, Peter Navarro thinks that in his book, he says the reason why the Trump administration failed was because of recommendations and the influence of Jared Kushner. So there's two competing ideologies out there.
Well, I guess I would have to just counter that by asking the following question. Look what he accomplished in the Middle East, Jim.
Well, he did well, and there are things that he did well. But there are other things that he and some of the Rhino Republicans. I mean, Jared Kushner was a liberal, New York Democrat.
Right.
I mean, he just was. So he was advising Trump based on that ideology background. But what he also is, he's also a moneymaker. And, of course, corporate interests are very important. So he was advising against policies specifically with reductions on trade with China that really negatively impacted the United States. And he and just a couple of other key players, Steve Mnuchin in particular, were actually undermining those types of more aggressive policies that would be more important for America. And that's the conflict right here. You know, globalist ideologies, leftist ideologies versus, people that are trying to, in their minds, save the world. And I tend to agree more with we need to be a little bit stronger on, protecting American interests rather than foreign interests and financial interests of big corporations.
Well, I agree 100%. And I think that's the main problem that we have right now in terms of the what's going on in the country philosophically is you and I feel very strongly, as does, quite frankly, Bannon, that we're giving away the farm with our policy. Given away the farm to China and other countries, et cetera, et cetera. But the real power in the country right now, unfortunately, happens to be the liberal press, and the liberal press is just going in exactly the opposite direction, Jimmy.
Yeah, and that's a very interesting, I think, something that we ought to think about, because the liberal press, which is controlled by corporate interests, which we've discussed numerous times on the show.
They
have an agenda, but they are also being, in spite of all the influences, we talked about it earlier in these, with these Senate races, all the influence, people are not listening to them as much as they were in the past because they don't trust them. And when you look at polling, the biggest threat to democracy is not Trump supporters. According to polling, it's not Trump supporters. It's not, Republican white-wing, white supremacists or right-wing conservatives. It's actually the mainstream media. According to polling, people don't trust them. So as you don't trust them, you're seeing advances by conservative causes that are against big tech and big media controlling the future of America. And that's beginning. That's exactly what Steve Bannon is talking
about. Now we're down to 30 seconds, Jim.
Yeah. And so I think that this, you're going to see what happens in this election coming up right now and what the pushback is in America.
Well, I think you're right. It's going to be interesting to see if the pushback is strong enough. We're going to get a really good indication here in about a week, a little over a week, and we're certainly going to get a definitive indication of that come 2024. You guys stick around. We'll be right back.